In 1978, GM Janesville was at its peak with 7,000 employees. After tomorrow, it will have none. That's when the remaining jobs at the plant will disappear, along with some measure of community identity.
It was always thought of as a GM town.
That's Maurice Montgomery. The 71-year-old man was born in Janesville. His father worked at the plant for nearly 40 years. As for Maurice, he grew up to be curator at the Janesville Historical Society. Montgomery says General Motors did not just bring jobs to the Rock County area. It spurred the building of schools in the late 1920s. The company wanted an educated workforce. It also wanted reliable power.
Each of the small communities in the 1880s began to develop electricity. And these were small. When General Motors came, they said we need to be assured of a power source.
And so there was consolidation of small power companies. Other traces of GM's impact still exist in Janesville. Certain neighborhoods were once housing developments for employees. And what's known as the Chevrolet Club has found new life. The former place of lodging for visiting Detroit car executives is now home to bingo and fish fries put on by the veterans of foreign wars. The heyday of GM is decades past, and it was overtaken as the city's largest employer in 2005 by Mercy Health Systems. Janesville's Economic Development Director, Doug Venable, says business has to change along with markets.
We have been historically a strong manufacturing economy here in Rock County for the last, 100 years. We're now starting to compete with more and more products on a global basis. And unless we can become innovative, unless we can become more efficient in the way we produce products, we're going to continue to have the occasional company that can no longer compete effectively in that global marketplace by producing here in Rock County.
One manufacturing success story has been United Alloy. The metal fabrication plant makes fuel tanks that power backup generators. Forward Janesville director John Beckard says this product is one unlikely to be made overseas.
It's a large, heavy product that is going to be expensive to make somewhere in Asia and shipped here. Quality of the product is paramount. That's a perfect niche for a community with a manufacturing heritage.
GM's closing is having a ripple effect on the community. Restaurants have scaled back, and a daycare originally started for ill children of GM workers will close. Beckard wants the city to do more than survive. He and others hope it will thrive.
You know, we really had a great thing going for a long time, and we will again. It's just that we've got to recover from this body blow that comes from the closing of certainly one of Wisconsin's premier manufacturing plants.
City, state, and federal politicians have asked GM to retool the plant and make a different kind of vehicle. Janesville's economic development director says if the economy recovers and GM's cash flow improves, that might occur. He says there's still a glimmer of hope that the automaker will reinvest in the community. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.